The retail industry has changed dramatically in the past few years, and nowhere is this more evident than in point-of-sale technology, the hardware and software found at retail checkout counters and in retailer back offices. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, speaking with David Noller, Northeast Channel Manager at HP. He is here to talk about point-of-sale technology that you can put in place today so that you can run your business more efficiently and finish your year in the black. And David, appreciate you joining us today.
Glad to be here, James. Thank you.
Want to talk about some immediate benefits that retailers, most retailers, will see when they go out and buy that new point-of-sale system.
First, and maybe most important to them, is increased savings. They'll see a reduced shrinkage because it allows you to keep detailed tracking of their inventory, resulting in reduced theft, waste, and misuse. Also, prices won't be entered incorrectly because they are automatically calculated into the system. Now, second, a better workflow and efficiency. You know, checkout is faster, meaning fewer employees handle more customers. Streamlined management tasks, you know, automated reporting and tracking allows management to focus their attention on building the business. The inventory management reporting tools allows managers to keep accurate track of their inventory, review the reports, spot sales trends, and get a better idea of when to order products and replenish their supplies. And lastly, increased revenue, which is certainly most important to all retailers. Reduced paperwork and less time spent managing inventory means more is accomplished with less work. The solutions can also help manage trends, track customers, and focus your sales efforts on higher margin items.
David, we've got a variety of folks that are listening to us, and some are going to be dealing with people in the marketplace that the last time they bought a point-of-sale system might have been 5 or 7 years ago for kind of the larger retailers out there. Some of the smaller retailers on board and listening, they may have purchased something as recently as maybe, say, 3 years ago, and they're looking to stay nimble and move on with the latest and greatest. So why should HP be on their short list of vendors to evaluate?
Well, another great question, James. And first, I'd like to start by saying, 90 of the top 100 global retailers already use HP in their point-of-sale solutions. You know, what makes us relevant to the retail marketplace is, for all these customers, regardless if they are big box, SMB, or small tier 3-4 retailers, one complete portfolio, one source for all their retail, IT needs. That encompasses servers and storage, digital signage, which is a very hot and new marketplace for retailers, self-service kiosk, mobility, also another very hot market for the retail environment, and of course, point of sale. And all those being wrapped around what is industry-leading best practice 3-year part, labor, and next-day business on-site support gives all these retailers tremendous motivation to move forward and to replace either their existing point-of-sale system or to put in their first one.
David, I've been, able to cover HP as a tech reporter and in the work that I do for probably 10-plus years. And the thing I've come to know about the company, whether it's their consumer computer products, whether it's enterprise-level products, or even now here at the point of sale, there's usually a complete portfolio. It's the ability to have all sorts of systems from HP working together. To the retail environment, we've got the checkout stand areas. He's also got kind of the back of the house where the inventory is done, ordering, things like that. Are these systems all tied in together now?
Yeah, absolutely. It's what we classify as the connected store. The back office to the front store. Now, the HP connected store includes solutions ranging from, like you referenced, servers and storage, but also workstations, powering the back office to the front office, where we offer solutions, around digital signage, self-service kiosks, mobility, and of course, the point-of-sale solutions.
You've brought up a couple times some of the other things like the digital signage and that. One, what's HP doing to kind of extend that digital experience throughout the store for retailers? And what are the kind of some of the highlights? What are the things that the latest trends and things that we either are seeing or will be seeing soon in some of these retail environments?
Well, there are several trends within the retail marketplace for digital displays. Both on the consumer or big box stores to electronics to food and grocery, where you can see digital signage when you're moving in. But one of the most popular benefits for digital signage for retailers is customer loyalty cards. In signing up or getting new customers or new people into the store once they're there, collecting their information on a touch digital signage display, capturing information, and printing out a loyalty card on the spot for them. So what we're doing in digital signage, menu boards that can be updated, real time, not just once a day or at the end of the day, for convenience or food environments. Wanted to change, popular items that you want to have displayed instead of doing posters. People or retailers are using larger displays, the 42, 47-inch displays, to show their current items, and they can change it the next day or even later on that day if you have a different customer environment between your morning, afternoon, and your evening hours.
Point of sale systems have definitely changed from just being the cash register to now part of a whole system. I think that's why the term is out there. Point of sale systems involves a lot there for folks, David, that are, again, in the process of evaluating some new POS systems. What are your top couple of tips that they should be thinking about, maybe talking to partners about, talking to vendors about, to really make sure they have a successful POS implementation?
Well, there are several tips for any retailer that's interested in replacing their current point-of-sale system, or for customers that aren't automated today but wanting to reap the benefits of it. First, software is always key for any point-of-sale solution. If they've currently got a software package that they're already working and they're looking to stay with that, making sure that whatever HP hardware is proposed, that it's been fully tested, implemented, and supported, moving forward, is key for any successful implementation. Now, if they haven't already implemented a point-of-sale system, evaluating different software, vendors associated with that is also relevant. And HP can be very helpful in that process. We've got a list of what we call ISVs, independent software vendors, that specialize in a point-of-sale for specific vertical markets. It could be for pet supplies, to food, to large retailers. So HP can work with you in identifying the appropriate application, software, making sure that it's tested and runs very well on the hardware, to make sure that the implementation of this goes smoothly, on time, on budget, for successful implementation.
And David, just as I let you go here, want to give our listeners maybe some model numbers, some systems that they might want to be evaluating, kind of the latest and greatest from HP, so they can get some more information.
That's great. That's a terrific way to end, James. With HP, we're not looking to put a round peg in a square hole. We've got a variety of different point-of-sale solutions so that we have the right tool for the right job. In just the point-of-sale environment, we've got our the RP3000, which is I'll classify as our entry-level point-of-sale system, followed by the AP5000, the all-purpose, used in a variety of different environments, from food to retail, clothing to apparel environments, and then followed up with our newly introduced RP5800, which is the most powerful retail point-of-sale system in the marketplace today. So those are the three primary point-of-sale solutions we've got, followed certainly, I talked about digital signage with the MP8000 players, specifically designed for content for your digital displays. We've got a variety of those, 47, 42-inch, both standard and touch. So again, in your retail solutions, digital signage, kiosk, and point-of-sale, those are just some of the model numbers and products we've got available for the market.
Hey, good stuff, David. We'll give some contact information in just a moment to our listeners so they can dive in deeper and get some more information. But thank you for taking time and joining me today.
Thank you very much.
And here is the information if you want to find out more about HP retail point-of-sale systems. You can turn to the PC Connection family of companies. Contact your account manager today and your account team that's already in place to learn more about the specific products and services that are offered for retail environments. If you don't have a team already in place, you can learn more at govconnection.com. You're also invited to call 1-800-800-0019 for more information. If you would like to email, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that concludes this installment of Connection Point.